Next is a progress note on Barbara Ha, H-A-W, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, places Argentine Care Center. Date was October 26, 2022. Places Argentine Care Center. New paragraph, Mrs. Ha was seen regarding stroke history, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and hypertension, period. New paragraph history, she's baseline with respect to her stroke and left hemiplegia, period. She was relatively pleasant today, period. She denies any pain or dyspnea, period. She admits to cough, and the staff states that she's heard her cough at times, period. It is noted that she has some degree of dysphagia, period. However, she is eating, period. Review of system is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, abdominal pain, or dysuria, period. Past history is positive for a stroke with left hemiplegia, essential hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, vascular dementia, a systolic congestive heart failure, anxiety, major depressive disorder, unspecified urinary incontinence, history of falling, slow transit constipation, dysphagia, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, personal history of TIA, and stroke, period. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. She's debilitated, period. Temperature 97.9, pulse 65, respiratory rate 16, blood pressure 142 over 72, O2 saturation is 93%. Head and neck exam is unremarkable. Oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. Hearing is slightly diminished. Neck supple, no mass, no nodes, no thyromegaly. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation, without labored breathing, period. Cardiovascular, normal as 1-2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen, soft and non-tender, period. CNS, cranial nerves are grossly normal, period. She has severe left hemiplegia, including the upper and lower extremity, period. The left plantar was upgoing while the right plantar was downgoing, period. Musculoskeletal, she has a left hemiplegia. No acute joint inflammation or effusion was observed, period. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions. The paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Ha has cerebrovascular disease with TIAs and stroke, period. Alexander aspirin 81 milligrams daily plus Plavix 75 milligrams daily, period. 2, she has essential hypertension, which is controlled by Loconidine Lisinopril 40 milligrams daily plus Carvedilol 6.25 milligrams twice a day. 3, she has diabetes mellitus type 2. Which is currently diet controlled, period. 4, she has major depressive disorder and I will continue Zoloft 50 milligrams nightly. 5, she has anxiety and I will continue Xanax 0.25 milligrams twice a day. 6, she has history of congestive heart failure, but currently has no signs of edema or pulmonary edema, and I do not believe she needs a diuretic, period. She is on lisinopril and carvedilol for the salsa period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Thank you.